It's 88.5 KCSN. It's great to have the Hold Steady joining us live today. Craig, Tad, and Steve are here. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Craig is back after, was it about a year and a half ago?
2012.
Wow, it's that long.
It's been that long. It's been a little over 2 years.
Wow. Geez, time flies when we're having fun. We're glad to have you in town, of course, tonight. They're going to be performing at the El Rey in celebration of the sixth album, Teeth Dreams. I understand that when you went into this record, you decided that you were really going to make it as much of a rock record as you could.
Well, that sort of just happened in some way. I mean, partially because Steve's been with us for a while now, but this is the first record we wrote and recorded with him, and with the double guitar, sort of double lead guitar lineup. So it ended up being kind of tougher and heavier and bigger.
And we will talk about influences that have influenced you all and, of course, the shape of this record. But when I hear double lead guitar, I think of Thin Lizzy.
Sure.
And I know you guys have a place in your heart for that.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to give the crowd out here because we're laggards out here in Los Angeles. We're laggards, and it's our fault. It's KCSN's fault that Los Angeles does not know to the degree it needs to know the enormity and power of this band live. But they'll find out tonight at the El Rey. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a good one tonight.
All right, so as we've set up expectations, which I know you'll not only meet but exceed later on tonight, let's have some fun in an acoustic setting today. We'll hear some numbers, starting with which one are you going to begin with?
We're going to start with Spinners from the new record.
All right, and that's being heard on KCSN routinely, and now we'll hear a live in-session version with the Hold Steady on KCSN.
She figures out what's wrong. Put another record on. She picks it up and she carries a cross. Heartbreak hurts, but you can dance it off. Sure, some nights she'll curse these clubs. She's 2 years off some prairie town. She goes out most every night. She dresses up and she spins around. The same guy buys another round to let her know he's interested. And that's going forever now. The morning comes up quick. You gotta loosen your grip. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. Salted rims and frosted mugs. You gotta get back out there. Light champagne and inbound trains. Soft hands and phantom pains. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. Once she's pretty sure it's safe, she goes to a different place. Decides she's gonna get some guy before she even finds him. And then she's got him, yeah, she wants him, but she can't decide if she wants him. She goes almost every night. She cuddles up and she spins aside. He comes in much closer and to signal he's still interested. Some nights are so complicated. Soft hands are so frustrating. She never gets in the cars. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. Salted rims and frosted mugs. You gotta get back out there. Light champagne and inbound trains. Soft hands and phantom pains. Never let them tie you up. It's a big city, there's a lot of love. She's 2 years off some prairie town. she spins around. Little looks and smaller talk. Heartbreak hurts, but you can dance it off. She's 2 years off some prairie town. She dresses up and she spins around. She never lets them tie her down. It's a big city, and there's just so much love. Once you're out there, everything's possible. There might be a fight, there might be a miracle. Loosen your grip, man, it feels so incredible. Let the city live your life for you tonight.
It's live on 88.5 KCSN with The Hold Steady. What do you have up next for us?
We're going to do another song from the new record. It's called The Ambassador.
It is The Hold Steady on KCSN.
Living in 3-2 bars, a stretch to call a club. It was called The Ambassador. She was pretty much crashing there. Space between the skin and all the blood. Nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days spent climbing walls like a vine. Bay City Tire Shop is just a temporary stop. Touchdown on a trip that was mostly undefined. But you are still staying there. All the halls smelled like burning hair. In the end, it made you sick. But at first, you didn't mind. The nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days were cold and crushed you like a can. Years spent faking pain and making plans. Pretty sure you recognize these guys that were asking around for you just the other night. Blood on the bed and lights in their eyes. If he came around the back, we could take him by surprise. Your friend from the tire shop keeps talking about some rocks, like he wants something hard to hit his head on. said he's a mystic. Well, I know he's not Catholic. He's got a cross all upside down carved in his arm. Nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days were cold and crushed you like a can. Years spent faking pain and making plans. Pretty sure you'd recognize these guys. They were asking around for you just the other night. Blood on the bed and lights in their eyes. You came back to us, South Minneapolis. You said revenge exists outside of space and time. You know it's calling me ambassador. Man, it feels kind of magical. Guess your friend can really move things with his mind. It was called the ambassador. There wasn't much diplomatic there. Space between the skin and all the blood.
It's 88.5 KCSN. The Hold Steady joining us live in session today. The lyrical wordplay is so evocative. Just an expression like 3-2 bars. I'm transported. I'm there. I'm sitting there with you. One of the things I imagine that in coming to this record and perhaps even into the live performance now with Ed and Steve, having that extra guitar attack, does it make it a little more challenging in the dynamics for you in terms of how much wordplay you're putting into the songs?
Yeah, in somewhat. And obviously the live thing is, it all kind of goes out the window because that's just the nature of the beast.
It rolls. But,
you know, but yeah, you know, even making this record, I had a harder time maybe finding my spots a little bit because with the two guitars kind of. But eventually, you know, you hear it, you find it. But yeah, slightly there. It's a little tighter. It's a little more closed.
Well, the sonic, you know, achievement on the record has to be underscored because it is a great rock record and it sounds great. Make sure I'm saying Nick's last name right.
Raskolnitz.
Just like it's spelled.
Yeah.
You met him here in L.A. You start discussing and somehow it must have felt right. But it's my understanding that he really had to get caught up on your catalog and I guess what the whole essence of the whole study was. But it seems to have done so by the time the record got rolling.
Well, no, but I think that's kind of one of the reasons he was so perfect for this record is because he wasn't that familiar with our previous albums and he came in without any, I think, bias or any kind of preconceived ideas about what we should or shouldn't do or whatever. It was just going in to make a great record. And that was the only goal.
What about you guys then? Because you had, you know, certainly in some sense gotten to a certain way, at least, as you say, live, and we'll talk about the live show in a moment, you'd probably gotten comfortable in a certain approach in the studio. Was there any changes, or did everything start to integrate nicely?
Yeah, he was pretty good. I mean, he did some different things. I think he got more involved in the songs than any other producer that we'd worked with. But, I mean, I sort of feel like that comfort is your enemy, you know? I mean, I think that's when you use producers, you keep using them. There's a friendship and a comfort that actually maybe it becomes detracting, is a detraction, you know. I think being a little bit nervous or trying to impress someone new is probably a good thing.
So you're basically telling me that next time out you're looking for an extreme taskmaster to whip you into shape. Is that what I'm hearing?
Not necessarily. There's a real
common ground.
Yeah, I guess you gotta. It's a fine line.
And I assume, based on what you're saying, his, quote, bedside manner was good, that you had a good rapport.
A lot of enthusiasm. He was, you know, he's the kind of producer that's in there jumping around in the room when the drummer's playing, and that's exciting. That's infectious.
Well, and that's a nice segue, Craig. Thank you for offering up a perfect segue to the fact that while we're hearing these songs done beautifully in an acoustic setting, you are one of those bands, legendary, that you gotta see them live. Do you still go on the stage every time, and is it still a matter of life and death?
Yeah, I mean, it might be like even a half hour before, you're like, God, I don't know if this feels right tonight, but usually once you're out there, and it's a thing, you know, the audience is there. The audience is pretty excited usually. You know, there's people up front. You see, I think one of the things I really get off on seeing is people that you see at multiple shows in a row. You're like, oh, that guy was here last night. That guy was at, that's his third show in a row. They tend to stand in the same places. So you kind of come out and like, all right, these are our people, and we're going to get this all done together.
And to that point, having been touring, there was a break, but having been touring for as long as you have, you probably have accumulated a number of those devoted fans, perhaps not dead level of seeing every show you've ever done, or perhaps there are a few that have seen.
There's people in their 60s and 70s have numbers of shows they've seen. So some people that put some real miles in.
Mm-hmm. And that speaks, I think, to the fact that it is an experience seeing you guys. Yeah. How did that evolve? I mean, I know, look, working in Jersey joints and everything else, I mean, you gotta make it.
Yeah, we cut our teeth, you know, down on the shore. And no, like, well, I think, you know, to what you were saying too, I feel like one of the reasons going to one of our shows is such an experience is, you know, I'd like to think that we work really hard to, you know, on the performance end of it, but I think it's the people that are coming to our shows and the kind of the unity and the camaraderie between everybody there. You know, like we hear people say, you know, I came by myself and I knew it wasn't going to be weird. And I think that's a huge kind of enormous compliment to what the shows are like.
So it is an extended family. Yeah. They know what they're supposed to do pretty much when they're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we say that there's almost like a Rocky Horror part to it. You know, there's parts where some people bring confetti and throw it up at a certain point. There's different hand things people do at different times. And so I think even though we aren't playing the song, you know, we try to change up the set list. People are sort of ready for these moments.
they know their cues, yeah, their marks.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, I say this for the benefit of the people who have not yet seen the Hold Steady, and I encourage you to come out tonight to the El Rey to see them. Let's play one more song, and then we'll wrap it up. What do you want to play?
We're going
to
do a song called Almost Everything, which is our one song about being on the road, which I always say is a dangerous thing to write too many songs about being on the road, being on tour, but we've got one.
It worked for Seeger.
Well, yeah, it's worth, yeah, but it's dangerous territory, but we'll flirt with disaster here.
Pardon the pun. Yeah. Worked for Molly Hatchet, too. Yeah. It's a Hold Steady on 88.5 KCSN.
Something might happen, but nothing will be never ending. Right from the start, I told you I can't spend the night. Forget all the feelings, remember the sessions, how we made a connection. The lamps from my dreams looking up at your hands. Your hands pointing up at the lights. Yeah, there are nights I get terrified. Sure, you get terrified too. So, hey, won't you show me a sign if I'm getting through to you? Still pretty into you. everything seems super slow-mo. The Waffle House waitress that asked us if we were Pink Floyd. Sat in the back of the theater, just drinking and talking about movies and Krishna and hardcore and Jesus and joy. Yeah, there are nights I get terrified. I'm sure you get terrified too. So hey, won't you show me a sign if I'm getting through to you? Will the lights come up? I can't see so much. I can hear you breathe. I can feel almost everything. Checked in a Methodist. I met with some residents. They maxed out my medicine and let me back loose again. Went to some movie. It was loud, dumb, and bloody. The third act took place in a wormhole. The hero ascended to heaven. We headed home. Got blocked at the exits by medics with stretchers. Finally they said, just forget it. Kid that went down isn't dead. He just can't find his phone. Yeah, there are nights I get terrified. Sure you get terrified too. So hey, won't you show me a sign if I'm getting through to you? Hear you breathe. I can feel almost everything. Almost everything.
KCSN, the Hold Steady being our guest live in session today. As we wrap it up, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have a record out this week, and they're doing a lot of press. And Tom's been, as he always is, an ambassador for straight-ahead rock, you know, because, like I'm sure you guys are, every so often, I think it's monthly now, somebody writes somewhere, rock is dead.
Right.
What do you guys have to say to a comment like that based on the audiences that are in front of you night to night?
I mean, I think rock and roll, you know, there's obviously, you know, young people seem to be listening to a lot more electronic music
right.
and all that. But that said, we see 17-year-olds and we see fathers and sons and we see, you know, all types of different people, men and women at our shows. And I think there will always be an audience for rock and roll. And, it might not touch the commercial, you know, like when you right. watch the MTV Music Awards or something, there's not a lot of rock. But I think there's always going to be an audience for rock and roll.
If you are someone who wants to feel that you're part of something bigger, the aforementioned rock community, Teeth Dreams is a document that you'll want to add to your collection. And if you want to be part of a celebration tonight and really remind yourself, if it's been a while, what it feels like to be in a room with a great rock band, then you'll want to be at the El Rey tonight to catch our friends, the Hold Steady. Once again, thank you for coming out to the station. You know you always got, when you come out to the 606, you walk a couple more blocks, bang, you get some Elvis water. It's all
right,
part of the deal.
Sounds good.
Thanks
for having us. Always good.
It's the Hold Steady on 88.5 KCSN.